With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of inspirational listening. A season of festivities begins this week with the coming of the American Thanksgiving holiday. So on today's program, we'll listen to stirring sacred choral and organ music for the celebration, as well as music to celebrate November birthdays of several notable composers, Benjamin Britten, Aaron Copland, Emmylou Deemer, and William Mathias. We'll begin with a wonderful transcription for organ of music from J.S. Bach's Cantata No. 79, setting the chorale Now Thank We All Our God. It's arranged here by Virgil Fox and performed by John Walker on the organ of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
The choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh sang the hymn "We Gather Together" with words attributed to 17th century Adrianus Valerius and set to a Dutch tune harmonized by Edward Kremser. John Walker conducted. Earlier, Dr. Walker performed Virgil Fox's arrangement of "Now Thank We All Our God," transcribed from J.S. Bach's Cantata No. 79. Aaron Copland was born November 14, 1900, in Brooklyn, and is notable for cultivating a particularly American musical language and style of composition. Though he wrote very few specifically sacred choral works, several of his old American songs have been arranged for choir, including our next selection, Zion's Walls. Music of our first birthday composer, Aaron Copland. Doug Fullington leads the Tudor Choir. Zion's Walls by Aaron Copland was performed by the Tudor Choir under the direction of Doug Fullington. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. More from Aaron Copland is coming up in a bit, but first we'll move to the work of another composer whose birthday we celebrate this month, William Matthias. This wonderful Welsh composer was born November 1, 1934, and passed away in 1992. One of his most popular choral pieces was written for the wedding of Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer in 1981, "Let the People Praise Thee, O God," based on Psalm 67. We'll hear it sung by the choir that premiered it, the Choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directs with Andrew Lucas at the organ.
Oh, yes, the nation joins and we cry.
Music by William Mathias, our second November birthday composer. Let the People Praise Thee, O God, was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed. The choir of King's College, Cambridge, sings next the great hymn of thanksgiving, Now Thank We All Our God. The text is by Martin Rinkert, and the noble tune composed by Johann Krüger. Stephen Clebury conducts. Now Thank We All Our God was sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Stephen Clebury conducted with Richard Farnes at the organ. Our next selection is an extended a cappella work by birthday composer Aaron Copland, once known as the Dean of American Composers. And it's appropriate both to celebrate his birthday, but also in anticipation of Thanksgiving with its account of creation. In the Beginning was something of an innovative work in its time. It takes its text from Genesis and it was composed in 1947 on a commission from Harvard University. The text is narrated by a mezzo-soprano soloist with choral interjections and elaborations of the pictorial imagery. In this recording, we hear mezzo-soprano Suzanne Mentzer and the University of Texas Chamber Singers directed by James Morrow. Aaron Copland's In the Beginning on With Heart and Voice. Thank you. The University of Texas Chamber Singers performed In the Beginning by Aaron Copland. Mezzo-soprano soloist was Suzanne Mentzer, and all were directed by James Morrow. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Composer Emmylou Deemer will celebrate her 91st birthday on November 24th, and she's an inspiration to all of us who know her. She's composed in virtually every medium, as well as maintained a career as a performer and church musician. With undergraduate and master's degrees from Yale and a PhD from the Eastman School of Music, she also taught at the collegiate level for many years, first at the University of Maryland and later at the University of California at Santa Barbara. We'll hear O Come Let Us Sing Unto the Lord, performed by the Atlanta Master Chorale, directed by Eric Nelson. Deborah Thorson accompanies.
Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving.
Music of birthday composer Emmylou Deemer. The Atlanta Master Chorale sang O Come Let Us Sing Unto the Lord, directed by Eric Nelson. A wonderful but lesser-known 20th century hymn tune is known as East Acklam, named for the village where its composer, Francis Jackson, lived at the time of its composition in 1957. It's paired with a text by Fred Pratt Green in our next selection, For the Fruits of His Creation. Malcolm Archer leads the choir of Wells Cathedral. For the Fruits of His Creation was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral, directed by Malcolm Archer. Rupert Goff played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Benjamin Britten was born on St. Cecilia Day, November 22, 1913, seemingly a natural fit for a composer. His compositional genius is clearly apparent in our next selection, a setting of the Te Deum in C, in which the opening several pages of the choral writing are variants of a C major triad, building from a whisper to a brilliant holy, holy, holy. Brian Jones leads the choir of Trinity Church Boston in this recording, accompanied by Ross Wood.
Thank you.
Te Deum in C by Benjamin Britten was sung by the choir of Trinity Church, Boston. Brian Jones conducted. Toccata Giacosa by William Mathias is next. It was composed in 1967 for the inauguration of the organ of the Royal College of Organists and premiered by David Wilcox. We'll hear Christopher Alsop play the organ of Worcester Cathedral. Christopher Alsop played Toccata Giacosa by November birthday composer William Mathias. He performed on the organ of Worcester Cathedral. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music to celebrate American Thanksgiving and a number of composer birthdays. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.